I teach in a BTEC program or programs, and the curriculum that I deliver is all vocational. So our science is always taught in a context. And I'm sort of painfully aware that our students perhaps do not know very much about the kind of careers that are available to them out in the big wide world. So when they come to us, they see science as, you know, biology, chemistry, and physics. And they are very unaware of the fact that as soon as they kind of step out of a school or college environment, science diversifies on a massive scale. And there's so much that they can do. You know, I want to give them a choice, really, when they come to look at their career path, when they're choosing courses at university or looking at apprenticeships, looking at jobs. So they don't really have a very sort of narrow field. They don't just plump for chemistry at university. They could look at something very vocational. So for instance, when I think of students in my tutor group from last year, I had one student that went off to look at how to design medical appliances or prosthetic limbs, which I thought was wonderful. It's such a kind of unusual choice of career. And I have, you know, other students that have been really heavily influenced by speakers that have come in, they've not considered the subject before, and then they thought, yeah, I might like to do that. And of course, I've had students that have followed my career path. I've had a lot of students that have gone on to study biochemistry. They are very influenced, I think, by the people that they meet, more so than you can, or perhaps than I can ever really fathom. I try and keep in touch with as many students as possible. It's not possible on social media while they're, you know, with you. But once they've gone, I've kind of connected to quite a few via LinkedIn, which I find incredibly useful. And I have a few on Twitter. I try and stay away from Facebook where possible. But LinkedIn is really good. And I've seen quite a few of my students over the year gone into different career paths. So for instance, this year, I've had one student that's become a biomedical science trainee in the NHS after completing her degree. I've got students that, you know, one student that's doing a master's in cancer biology. And next month, I have one of my older students who's completing a PhD in biochemistry down at the local university. And he's going to come back in and actually talk about his career path and his career journey. And I know that he will be an excellent role model because he worked hard through his BTEC, did his degree in a local university, did lots of the right kind of job experience, work experience. And, you know, has really built a career profile from quite an early age as a student, and that's really paid dividends.